NHCJF. My name is Mark, and I'm located on the west side of Columbus. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County area's business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next in-person meeting will be held on Wednesday, September 15th at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time of the in-person meeting will be at 7:30 p.m. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will now take check-ins from any stations having either emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call NHCJF. Take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County area's business and or announcements or ARL bulletins to this evening's net. Please call NHCJF.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, count.
Kilo Delta 8, India, India Bravo, Kevin.
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, Marcel.
NETS acknowledges KA8RLC, KD8IIB, and 88CM with announcements for this evening's NET. Any other stations with announcements for the Franklin County area's Wednesday night NET? I will now take check-ins using quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and Interstate 71. Please call on groups of 3 to 4 at a time.
Play Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey.
Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, copy. You're the first one from the Northeast Quadrant. Stations north of I-70 and east of I-71. Please call NHCJF.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie. John.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa. John.
Good evening to NHPVC and KD8RTP. And Terry YFW, please repeat your call sign.
Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, KD8YFW, Terry.
Got it. Thank you, Terry. Any other stations in the Northeast Quadrant?
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. The name here is Daniel.
acknowledges KD8OFT, Daniel. A last call for stations in the northeast quadrant.
Kilo Delta 8, India, Oscar November. Name is Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick. Got you checked in. Now moving to the southeast quadrant, stations south of I-70 and east of I-71.
This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey, AB8MW, Mike.
AP8MW, Mike. Any other stations in the southeast quadrant? Last call for stations in the southeast quadrant. South of I-70 and west of I-71, the southwest quadrant. Please call N8VJF.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo. Bob?
Oh, Delta 8. Kilo, Sierra, India, KD8KSI, Holly.
Net acknowledges W8RWR, Bob, and KD8KSI, Holly. Any other stations in the southwest quadrant? In the southwest quadrant, stations south by 70 and west by 71. Moving along to the northwest quadrant, stations north of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call N8VJF.
November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee. N8SEY Sharon.
KE8KJX, so that's Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Juliet X-ray. Dan.
Kilo 6, Hotel Romeo Uniform. K6HRU, Bruce.
ANW.
P8PWR.
Okay, a couple doubles in there. I'll go through my list, and if you did not hear your name or call sign, please call back and check in again. N8SEY Sharon, KE8KJX Dan, K6HRU Bruce, KE8ANW Brian, and there was a PWR station that did not catch your full call sign. Please try again.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Whiskey Romeo, KE8 PWR, Scott.
This is Kilo Echo number 8, Oscar Uniform Papa, KE8, OGP, this is Parker.
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, Frank KE8, OVP. I'm sorry, KE8, OUP, Parker. Any other stations in the Northwest Quadrant?
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, Frank, K8, OVP.
G8, GUJ, Bill.
Next, acknowledges K8, OVP, Frank, and K8, GUJ, Bill. Last call for stations in the Northwest Quadrant. Now calling any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Please call N8VHAF. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County Aries to participate.
November 8, Romeo Foxtrot Yankee, Calvin, Southwest. I'm sorry, guys, I got in a little late tonight.
November 8, Uniform Tango India, South. West, N-A-U-T-I.
Calvin, please repeat your call sign. I got N-A, but did not get the suffix.
Roger that. It's November 8, Romeo Foxtrot Yankee. That's N8RFY. Over.
A good copy now, Calvin. Thank you. N8RFY. And also Ed, N8UTI, got you checked in. Any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County?
Alpha, Romeo, W8, ZAR, Delaware Crownie, Gregory.
W8, ZAR, Gregory, got you checked in. Last call for stations inside or outside of Franklin County before we go to the announcements.
November 8th. Charlie, Sierra, Victor, N8CSV in Marysville. Name's Harold.
N8CEV, Harold. Good copy from Marysville. At this time, I will go back to stations having Franklin County Aries announcements. I will begin with Cal, KA8RLC.
Good evening, Mark. Good evening, Annette. This is K8RLC. Upcoming event activity, obviously the Millersport Lions Sweet Corn Festival started this evening, so we've got some people helping out with that. This Saturday is the High Fly, or whatever they're calling it. Anyways, it's a Kids Strife Athlon in Greenview. And I want to thank everyone who volunteered. I put out that email on Monday and got an excellent response to it, so we are well staffed now for this event. Coming up the end of September, we have another try down at Deer Creek. Then in October 17th, and I emphasize this completely, October 17th, is the Columbus Marathon, Everyone needs to volunteer for that. We need every single person out there. Please sign up on the Marathon website. I've put it out in emails a couple times, but it's www.columbusmarathonvolunteer.com/CORES. Please sign up and volunteer there. I need you to do this. And with that, Mark, I'll give it back to you, KA8ILC.
Thank you, Cal. Any stations with questions or comments regarding the upcoming events?
KEA-PWR.
Go ahead, PWR.
Hey, Cal, is it possible to sign up for, like, a partial day or a partial shift? You know, I don't think I can commit the full time that's listed on the website, but I could do like a half day or something like that. Is that an option?
Absolutely. Go ahead and just sign up, and when it comes closer time there, I'll figure assignments, and I'll have you marked down for an early out.
I appreciate that, KEA-PWR.
Thank you, KEA-ILC. Back to net.
Moving on to Kevin, KD8IIB. Go ahead with your announcement.
Hey, Mark, you woke me up. Upcoming nets for September. September 8th, the next Wednesday, W8KWG, Gale. September 15th, as Mark mentioned, is our in-person. September 22nd, KE8ANW, Brian. And November 29th, N8YMT, Jay. With that, back to net, KD8IIB.
Thank you, Kevin. Any stations that would like to sign up for net control, please go ahead and contact Kevin. CM, go ahead with your announcement.
Good afternoon, Matt. I spent Saturday at the Franklin County EMA office observing and helping out a little bit with a complex coordinated terrorism attack exercise. For Saturday, they had multiple scenes and multiple events, multiple different kinds of terrorism happening, and multiple different kinds and quantities of victims. They involved a whole lot of different agencies from all around the state and just about a ton of folks from Franklin County. And there was a lot of radio work happening. Unfortunately, during the day, there was no amateur radio work happening. The amateur stations are not yet set up and reestablished at the county EMA, so they didn't have work for amateurs. The professionals a few times lamented that and were missing the presence of the radio amateurs who were commonly there at big exercises. So we were missed, but they did a lot of work without us. Break. Learned that I wanted to share, one of which is that the radio operator rarely just operates a radio. At some of our exercises, that's all we do. But in many real-life emergencies, there will be other things to do, some related to comms and some not related to comms, just work that has to be done when you're part of a team. And so even though there were no radios for me to play with, I got to do a bunch of work and felt like I helped that event. Commonly, the radio person is under an incident commander and maybe sometimes several layers under an incident commander and needs to simply follow the incident commander's instructions. But in Saturday's exercise, as will be the case with some big emergencies, to make interoperability possible, people start building these ICS 205 radio forms weeks or even months in advance. And for this particular exercise, the State Marks Office programmed 7 cases of Marks radios specifically for this exercise in the week before that event. So during the day when there was a chief who wanted to have his or her people exercise on their own frequencies, the radio people had to say, no, you can't do that. Ordinarily, we would defer to you, but look, in this case, your agency is just a small part of a very big response, and if we give you special channels for your people to use, you'll be the only people on that channel. Part of the exercise is to check interoperability and check your agency's ability to use these frequencies that we've assigned, so we need to stick with the original plan. During the day, there were many times when the radio operators had lots of flexibility and did make changes, but there were several times when they had to say, no, you just can't do that, Chief, we're sorry. Stick with the plan and this exercise will go well. In all those cases that I observed, the exercise did go well. The chief figured it out, and the chief's people got to operate with good interoperability with other agencies. Break. One lesson that's helpful for all of us is that it's great to have extra channels on which to communicate, and when the primary tool isn't working, it's great to have other tools to use. But if you don't use those channels and other tools regularly, you will forget how to use them, and then you'll forget where to find them, and then you might even forget that they exist. So it was a good reminder for all of us to use all of our tools regularly. Break. With a whole bunch of different agencies using a whole bunch of different frequencies and channels that they don't use in their primary jobs, there was a lot of recipe for failure. But the folks who did the planning really had a great coordinated system of 205 radio plans, and they assigned at least one radio person to each scene or event to work with the folks there and work on deconfliction, help them program in channels if they needed some more programming done, help them understand what the lingo was for how some of the channels are described, and then work with the communication leaders back at the EOC if there were any unresolved problems. That resulted in a lot of radio problems being solved within the first few minutes of their being identified and made the day go a whole lot more smoothly. Last break. The last cool thing was late in the day when everything seemed to be going very well, there was suddenly some official sounding radio traffic on the March channels, and that was all related to law enforcement authorities at the OSU stadium working on changing some traffic plans to help one of the teams get out in a different direction than they had originally planned. The problem in this case was those folks were not on the correct frequency. They were on the usual game day frequencies, but they hadn't checked their 205s for Saturday's game carefully, and so they didn't realize that the channels had been changed up. The EMA and Marks folks reviewed all the exercise 205s to see if we could give them the channels that they wanted, but all of them were in use by various scenes and agencies and couldn't be freed up on short notice. Fortunately, we had a copy of the 205 that the game day people should have been using and were able to point out their mistake to them, and that was a good solution to the problem. But it showed even professional radio operators with the full authority to use some of these emergency frequencies need to start when they get activated or deployed and read the 205s carefully and make sure the radios are programmed and set on the right channels. That's all I wanted to share with the group for observations. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to take them. This is AD8CM.
Thank you, Marcel. This is N8VJF. I'm at control for the Wednesday night Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Net. Any questions for Marcel about the EMA exercise this past weekend? Questions for Marcel. I will ask if there are any stations with training-related announcements. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations which may have been missed earlier. Please call N8VJF.
Late check-in for November Alpha 8 Lima. He's having radio trouble. This is KD8RTP.
Copy relay check-in for NA8L. Could you repeat his name, please?
Name is Terry.
Thank you for the relay. Any other check-ins at this time? Gave a recap of the exercise this past weekend, so that will take care of events, although it was not official Aries event. We appreciate Marcel observing and taking notes, and we definitely appreciate the EMA people missing us in that event. Hopefully we'll be able to join them in the next exercise. Any other events this past week that need to be recapped? Having any additional business or discussion topics for this evening's net, please call N8VJF. I will now take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County Aries Wednesday night net. Please call N8VJF. For check-ins, I am now closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thank you to those who have brought announcements and bulletins. Thank you to those who have volunteered for public service events. This is N8VJF, returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. This is N8VJF signing clear. Good evening and 7-3.